FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Please be advised the following story contains details of an abuse case and isn't suitable for young or sensitive listeners. A KZN man convicted of rape and kidnapping has begun serving a sentence of 4 life terms behind bars. The 26-year-old appeared before the Umlazi Regional Court this week for attacking his ex-girlfriend. Prosecutors say the woman went to her ex-partner's home in Umlazi in 2022 to fetch nappies for their baby. She was assaulted and held against her will. The NPA says the man was handed a life imprisonment sentence for each of the 4 counts of rape. He was given an additional 10 years for assault and 5 years for kidnapping. The prosecuting authority in KZN has welcomed the sentencing. Meanwhile, the trial of the truck driver involved in the 2022 Pongola crash is set to resume this morning. The state led evidence on day 3 of the case yesterday. Sibusiso Siyaya faces 20 counts of murder. 18 children, an assistant teacher and a bucky driver were all killed when their vehicle collided head-on with a truck on the N2 in northern KZN. The youngest victim was 5 years old. NPA spokesperson for KZN, Natasha Karis, says a total of 42 witnesses are expected to testify for the state.
Siyaya, who faces 20 counts of murder, appeared in court yesterday where the trial got underway. He pleaded not guilty to the charges against him. The trial is set down for the week.
A woman has been arrested in Brazil for doing the unthinkable. She tried to take out a loan for an elderly man she took to the bank, who turned out to be dead. Employees became suspicious when the woman wheeled the man in a wheelchair and requested a loan in his name. Police booked the woman for attempted theft by fraud, among other charges. Investigations are also underway to determine how and when the man died. And finally, a QR code has appeared on a building in Chicago teasing Taylor Swift's new album. The Grammy-winning singer has been hiding clues across the world ahead of releasing the Tortured Poets Department tomorrow. Scanning the mural directs fans to a video. They'll need to piece together a mystery word using QR codes from different cities. A recap of our lead story, a KZN man convicted of rape and kidnapping has begun serving a prison sentence of 4 life terms. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.